Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Let's go. Everybody sing. I get goosebumps.
There's nothing wrong. Nothing. Everything is right when you hear the songs to bring us into the summer of 2023, as we are going to have a lot of summer celebrations. Let's hope for that. June 21st, later on today, summer officially begins tomorrow, the first full day of summertime, summertime, summertime. I couldn't be more pleased. That's a double negative, Jay. I am so pleased to have you back after you have had the experience of getting, you couldn't come to Los Angeles with your father and me when you got the actually got the award.
Yes, the Gracie Award. So I went to the luncheon in New York, and it was that was my first time at the luncheon. It was wonderful.
Yeah. Sounds like you caught a cold, or there are lots of allergies blowing around in New York. And having been there last week, I can tell you there's pollen everywhere, not just there, but certainly a lot of it in New York. But coming away feeling good about running into a lot of people that you know, it was nice. You got to see Victoria Keelan, who hasn't really been, well, I haven't talked to her for quite a long time. I'm glad that she was there for you. It was nice. Your father's there, too. It's a good thing to be recognized by those who are your peers in the business world. And then, you know, the thing that's good about the way we do things is that we all are friends. And you know, sometimes that's not the case with people that work together. It doesn't mean just because you work together doesn't mean you're going to be friends. But we are, and that's good. A lot of love.
Yeah, it's definitely one of the unique situations that we are very fortunate.
Yeah, indeed. This program brought to you in part by Progressive Insurance, insurance for your motorcycle. People will be out there, although after the Treat Williams thing last week, I've never been excited about being on a motorcycle. I had a little motorbike, actually, that my son used when he was in his teens. But I used it. It was, you know. But anyway, if you got a motorcycle, then you got insurance if you're going to progressive.com. Also, boats this time of year. Yeah, summertime on the lakes and on the rivers and in the ocean. And those people that are out there on vacation right now, I know a lot of people who are already out a couple of weeks worth of vacation. They are RV out. So that's kind of the way to get started on a safe note, if you will, using Progressive Insurance, 800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. So the summer in the city, there are all kinds of, I think summer songs set the mood, set the tone. And so the reason that we are celebrating summertime is because the sun is at its farthest point from the equator. It's equal. That's where the equator, in the middle of the earth, that's why they call it the equator, because it's the middle point in the earth. So this is our the most daylight today. I don't know what sunset is. Let's see what it is here today. Sunrise would be about like 4 o'clock in the morning or something. And sunset would be close to 9 o'clock. Let's see what we have for
I feel like after 9 o'clock, because it was, I want to say about 9:10, and the sun seemed like it was still up last night.
Yeah, I was out working. I was on a tractor at 9:10 last night, and so it was still light. And, anyway, so we like it. that's what we do. We like
it. It means we are
this.
One day closer to winter again.
Oh, please don't say that. I'm thinking about how quickly time goes. This thing, the acknowledgement, if you will, goes back to Celtic times. A lot of the cultures at that time celebrated by lighting bonfires to bolster the sun's vigor. and vitality. And, of course, it's the crop season, and we've had here in New England, at least where I am on my farm, the worst weather we've had for years in terms of it's great for having the soils be moist. All the hay is thick and rich, and but nothing's growing fast because it's so wet, and it has been cold. May was a really lousy month. I still haven't gotten my corn all planted, and I got to get that. The soil is just kind of like drying out a little bit now. It's about growing. It's about, in a manner of speaking, acknowledging what the sun is all about. The idea that we have nothing if we don't have the sun. We don't exist without the sun. We don't exist without warmth. I'm not sure a lot of people put that much thought into it. The Egyptian tribes used it to predict what their annual flooding problems would be. Yeah? And there are plenty of those in Nevada and out in the Rockies where they had so much snow this past winter. All that water, thankfully, has been going downstream into the areas in California and the southeast, southwest, where they need it so much. They're not smart enough to be able to capture water. Apparently, it takes a lot of imagination.
no cynicism. You need a doctorate for that.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yep, exactly. So, remember Midsummer Night's Dream? Did you ever read that or watch it?
Oh, of course.
Yeah, that's kind of a thing. It's summer is a dream time. No question about it. It was a religious holiday as well, and supposedly it was the birthday of John the Baptist. I never knew that, actually. So that's good to have that good information. All right, so the beginning, with some in the old calendars, summer began the year. You know, we have this thing, we think the calendar is something that's ancient, and it's not really. The calendar we use is more or less the Judeo-Christian calendar. It wasn't even the Judeo calendar because they didn't acknowledge that Jesus, who was a Jew, was the founder of the Christian church. All of that. There's a lot of folklore involved, I think if you study religion, I did as a minor when I was in college, because I'm fascinated with religion. I'm not a big believer in it, but it's very interesting to see how people use religion as a manifestation of what they want for themselves or a justification for what they do in their lives, which is okay. If it makes you a better person, help yourself. But the religious stuff has changed over the years, as has the calendar. Remember, man has only been walking around on the planet for maybe 300,000 years or so. The planet is 4.5 billion years old. Can you imagine a calendar? This is the year of our Lord, 4,585,236,118.
I see why they restarted.
Yes, right, exactly. That would be a little cumbersome if you wrote that on your checks, right? Write that on your check. Okay, let's get to the nitty-gritty this hour of what's going on, and certainly the conversation about the Ocean Gate is the primary topic, more than even Hunter Biden and his foolishness. Apparently there have been some noises detected as the search continues. One of the things that has come to light also, Jay, is that this company, with the problems they have at the moment, was the subject of a massive lawsuit from an employee who alleged he was fired because he raised safety concerns. Now, that's going to come to the top of the heap as well. But under the circumstances, think about this. If you've got enough money to spend $250,000 for a seat, there are five people in this submersible, and they are going to, they certainly, with that kind of dough, it would seem to me the people would be smart enough to check out the company and to check out the people who run the company and to check out what people have said in the past over, about this trip, about mm-hmm. what, I didn't even know this existed. Did you? I never heard of him before this.
Yeah, frankly. And they've had a lot of different successful missions. They use it as a tourist thing, but they also have taken scientists down to gather more information. And even with every tourist trip, there's video that they still capture different videos and send the imagery to scientists to continue to study the things that are even starting to grow and the life forms that are down there. But the really fascinating thing, I mean, everybody is glued to this story with time against them because oxygen is pretty much set to run out by Thursday morning.
Is it tomorrow? Yeah.
And with the there's only so many vessels that can go as deep as this one can go, as deep as the Titanic.
A regular submarine would only go to I think the newer ones go down to maybe 1,400 feet, but 800 feet is probably in the older subs. Where they go down, and then the hulls, they don't make them. You know, the pressure at the bottom of the ocean where the Titanic is. Remember, the Titanic is in 2.5 miles of water.
Yeah.
So the pressure against the huge, huge pressure against the hull of this ship. It's, you know, what happens if you go diving and you go down 100 feet, you get the bends. It does a number on your head, number on your body.
Mm-hmm.
So go, you know, use your imagination. What does it feel like to go down that far in a machine like this?
Too quickly. Well, and that's one of the things that apparently this vessel is supposed to have a safety mechanism that should initiate and slowly raise this thing back to the surface slow enough so nobody gets the bends, but it's never had to be used, so they don't even know if it's going to work or anything. But now with the sounds that aircrafts that can capture sonar far, far below the surface of the ocean is hearing they're hearing these banging sounds at 30-minute intervals, and they've been hearing them for hours, and they can't pinpoint what is happening or where the noise is coming from, but it's also helping them to kind of focus in their search to see, okay, what is this banging? Where is it coming from? Because it could be them.
Yeah. Well, the Coast Guard's all over this, as you might imagine, and so are other private entities. But again, there aren't many, there's not much, the tools they have available to them are not really that many and hard to get out to this place, 435 miles south of St. John's, Newfoundland. So that's all a good thought for those people on that sub. It's 18 after the hour on Good Day.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing and me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place. Nothing is
use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Hey y'all, my name is Tiara, and a little thing that I love about the Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is that it has the perfect amount of spice to jumpstart my day. Whoever thought of it, thank you so much.
Hi, my name is Robert, and a little thing I love about Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is the biscuit. It reminds me of my grandma's homemade biscuit. It's always buttery and savory. Then you add the spices, instant classic.
Order the spicy chicken biscuit on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real Chick-fil-A guests pay for their testimonials.
Gentle with the nail trimmers. You mustn't nip the quick.
Short-staffed, Marco needs to fetch some help now.
The pool has to look like a bear. Scruffy to fluffy.
He needs a groomer that will be the bark of the town.
Please hold. Has anyone groomed a chinchilla before?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
A toast to our new college grad who fills us with so much joy, almost as much as when we're in our RV. Oh, the world is your oyster, kiddo, and ours too. Now that we're covered with Progressive, Dad and I can hop in our RV anytime we want. Might even splurge on a retractable awning. Ooh, look out! Sorry, what was I talking about?
Protect your loved one with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Stay enthusiastic. Is that okay? You don't mind me being enthusiastic about it being summertime, right, Jay?
Of course. Go for it. A lot of people like it.
Keep it hot and keep it cool all at the same time. That's something that Cyndi Lauper has done all through. She's one of the coolest. I don't know what it is. I just love her. I always have. She's so unusual. And I don't know, hip is not the word to use because it doesn't fit anymore, but she's smooth, and she's fun, and she's quirky, and she can sing, and she's been talking a lot about a particular part of what a lot of people in her chosen profession talk about, and so I'll let you in on a little secret with Cyndi Lauper right after this.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Oh, my God. Wanna have fun. Girls wanna have fun. To see her. My daughter actually was the one who put me on to her. My daughter, still to this day, and she's in her late 40s, thinks Cyndi Lauper is one of the coolest things on the planet.
She is.
She really is. Yeah, she really is. So anyway, she has not been inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame yet. And So somebody asked her about it, and I thought her, she's at the Tribeca Festival, because there's, she was on the red carpet, in fact, for Let the Canary Sing, which is a documentary about her life and her career. And it's sort of like that from the Humphrey Bogart movie, I don't need no stinking badges. I don't need a badge. Well, and that's a great way. You know, I feel that way. A lot of people ask me why I'm not in the Radio Hall of Fame. And it used to bother me, and it doesn't anymore. I don't need to have them validate me. That would be kind of nice. But you validate yourself by the way you conduct yourself, and that's what she has done. She was always counterculture. She always looked the part. Maybe that's why I like her, because I'm sort of an anarchist at heart. And I don't know, who needs a badge? You've done what you've done, and you're doing what you do. And she's been for the past 40-some-odd years.
Yeah, and that's her point that she made, too, of I don't need the badge. I just need to be able to continue to do the work.
Yeah,
and
just keep doing
it. She is a big advocate for different things and a champion. And so it's kind of like she knows what she's worth, and everybody else does. She was it's kind of crazy that she's not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame yet.
It is.
And she was only nominated for induction. She did, she missed out on the induction, but she was nominated for the first time only this most recent time. You would think that she should have been nominated so many years before and even inducted already.
Yeah, right. Well, I'm looking at the people who are in this the current class for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Some pretty interesting names there, and wish them well. But again, she doesn't need it. She's got it. Cyndi Lauper in the focus on Good Day at 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. What if your perfectly trained kitty suddenly stopped using the litter box? Every cat is entitled to an accident once in a while. However, if your kitty's elimination habits suddenly change, it's important that you take her to the vet for a checkup. Once any physical problems have been ruled out, there are steps you can take to get kitty back on track. But first, let's understand the psychological factors that may trigger such behavior. Cats are very sensitive creatures, and many things may trigger litter problems. The arrival of a new baby with the new smells and the scent of dirty diapers may trigger this behavior. The same holds true for the arrival of another pet in the household. Even the absence of a beloved family member may set off this behavior. No matter what the cause, there are steps you can take to get kitty back on track. Make sure you select the right type of litter. Make sure you keep that litter box clean all the time. And this is so important. If you don't get rid of the scent from the cat's point of view, they're going to return over and over again. So use a good pet odor neutralizer. There's many on the market to make sure you clean it properly. You can have a cat and a clean house at the same time. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now. I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code STRONG for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code STRONG for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code STRONG.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update.
I'm very proud of my son.
That's all President Biden had to say when asked about a plea deal his son Hunter has agreed to with federal prosecutors. Under the deal, Hunter Biden will plead guilty to tax and gun charges. According to the agreement, the president's son will plead guilty to a pair of misdemeanor tax charges involving about $1 million in unpaid taxes several years ago. Pennsylvania's governor has announced that traffic on Interstate 95 will resume this weekend after a section of the highway was closed due to a bridge collapse. Governor Josh Shapiro said paving may begin tomorrow. General Motors will officially reveal the all-electric Cadillac Escalade IQ in August in New York City. Last month, GM said it will exhibit the same level of craftsmanship, technology, and performance as its gas-powered counterpart. The electric Escalade will be built at GM's plant in Detroit. John Schaefer, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Good day.
Hope you're having a good day.
Good day!
And the winner is... Everyone's a winner on the Good Day program, and you can be a winner, too. All you have to do is call us, share your thoughts. 855-999-DOUG. Take first place today. 855-999-3684 for Good Day.
Yep.
Love and Spoonful, 1968. That's one of the great summer songs we're going to celebrate. If nothing else, we'll have a good time with the music over the summer, even if there aren't a lot of other things to celebrate. We are connected to the music, if you will. 34, almost 35 after the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jay Kirshner, award-winning broadcaster. Yay. Yay for Jay. Yay for Jay. I like that. Yay for Jay.
Thank you.
Yeah. 21st of June, the fact that we, I'm thinking about those people who are in the sub and how, you know, they must feel so lost, whatever the circumstance. If you're claustrophobic, my God.
Well, yeah, you probably wouldn't be going down there the first place.
You wouldn't go down there in the first place, right?
If you weren't claustrophobic, you might be now. Really, this thing is so small that you have the pilot or captain or whatever, and then the four tourists, and only one person can stretch out at a time.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm looking at a picture, the last image of this thing before it went down, before it went submerging, going down to the Titanic. And so you look at this. Actually, there was a segment on the CBS Sunday Morning News last November about this, not about this event, but about the machine itself. And I'm looking at some of the video from this, taking an in-depth look at the process, how it works, and took some of the, there was a journalist that went down, and the obvious focus was on potential issues, what you're going to see, the emotional trauma. There's a passenger that was quoted as saying he had to sign a death waiver that lists one way after another that you could die on this trip, including death. The mention of it is three times on one page.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, a lot of excursions have this, where you have to sign a waiver of if you are injured or even the possibility of death, you cannot sue them, your family cannot go after them. It's kind of, one of those fail-safes that a lot of things do have. There are a lot of different things that you have to sign those.
Apparently, it's been lost before. The locator beacon, it didn't work, that kind of stuff. I can't imagine you can communicate. That would be my, down that far. They have to have had normal communications, though, with it. They have to be able to normally communicate with it, like being up in an airplane.
Mm-hmm.
The same sort of thing.
But just the fact that they lost communication with it about, an hour and a half after it started to go down, but they couldn't report it missing until it didn't surface when it was supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like they there was that inkling, like something might be wrong, but they couldn't do too much about it until it was officially missing, and it missed its resurface time later that evening.
Yeah. This is wrought with all kinds of problems, and it's more problematic than going up, going back to, in my mind, Shatner and the others that have gone up on those various spaceships. They all have to sign those same kind of waivers as you suggested, but there are only 17 bolts that seal this thing from the outside.
Did you see that video game controller? It's basically a video game controller that makes this thing move.
Somebody who had been down and had said it reminded him of elements of MacGyver, the way that some of the things are put together or what skills you have to have just in case. Let's see here. So there's a British billionaire named Hamish Harding who is on the trip. There's a Pakistani businessman named Shadaza Dawood. His son is along. And a French explorer named Paul-Henri Nargolet. These people, I guess both the U.S. Coast Guard and the Canadian Coast Guard are out trying to find this thing. And if you look at a map, it's up around, when the Titanic went down, it took the Titanic, it's moved on the bottom of the ocean since where it went down, but just off the coast of Newfoundland, it was so close, and that's the other thing, you kind of go back in your mind to the reality of the Titanic and how close it was to being able to find land. It wasn't that far off at all, but anyway, so it's a mystery at this point in time. I was noticing some other, what happens when you start Googling stuff that come, you want to know more about it. We all want to know more about this thing now that it's right in front of us. So here's a, this is kind of a twist and something you can get your mind off of the seriousness of the other reality. This is a fellow during a routine dive who is working off the coast of Florida. He works with some company that cleans the ocean floor. So he finds an iPhone that's still working in a waterproof bag. Imagine, it was a brand new iPhone sealed in the bag. It was in better shape than most of the smartphones that you find around. I'm sure they find a lot of them. You know, they're out there looking around on the ocean floor. They have to be because, you know, just people drop their phones off of boats.
Well, yeah.
And things like that. So this guy cleaning the ocean floor finds an iPhone. What kind was it, though? I was looking for that in this chat. I want to know what kind of a phone.
Which model?
Yeah, right.
Which generation is it?
Yeah, right. I have an SE. And now I have a new, also a, what they call, what is it, a mini. It's an iPhone mini. And anyway, so here we go. Lots of thinking about what's gone on or what does go on in these circumstances. This will no doubt. Well, I'm just thinking there's a Gerard Butler movie here someplace. It's,
yeah, or Jason Statham or something.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yep. All right, let's see what's going on with Hunter Biden. What a mess this is. How does this guy get away with not paying taxes, having an unregistered firearm? This guy is a J-E-R-K-K-K-K, and an embarrassment to his father. You'd think, if nothing else, if he had any sense of self and family, he wouldn't be exposing himself. If Joe's not involved, okay. But how do you, I mean, I can't imagine that he doesn't know what's going on, for God's sakes. They're always together in pictures. They're always traveling together. They're always together. So you don't tell your father, who's the president of the United States, hey, Dad, there may be something going on here that is going to embarrass me, and I don't want it to embarrass you. He hasn't done any of that. His father is embarrassed. It's embarrassing.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly all of the flailing
you're the
around.
President and your own child is not paying taxes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's enough, right? Even if I didn't know anything else about Joe Biden and not want to vote for him for president, this would have done it for me. If you're not close enough for the son, you know, I thought it was interesting, you know, with all of the children, the talk about the children of Trump and what's going on with them and how hard it is to be the son or the child of Trump. And so I've noticed a couple of stories the last couple of days, Jay, about how the children are distancing, all of them, and he wants them not to be a part. If he does get reelected, he doesn't want any of them to be a part. I don't know whether that's because who knows? They could have said to him, we don't want to have anything to do with you because it's too controversial or whatever, but.
Yeah, it could totally be that. Or on the flip side, he's protecting them because people are constantly coming at him. But he also had to witness a lot of people coming for his children as well. Especially Barron, who had no job or anything within the presidency. He was a child when he was in the White House, and people were still coming for him. That was just absolutely unacceptable and inappropriate.
Well, it is, but yet that tells you sort of what we're all about here. There's so many people who are so selfish or so angry or so full of themselves that they think this is the, you know, we'll go get all of them. Because Donald Trump, now, I can't imagine that his children don't know what's going on with him. And maybe that's why they want to distance themselves from him. Maybe, you know, they'll issue, as they all have, I think, support for their father. But, you know, certainly with Ivanka, it's as far as it goes. But they're not the people who are running for the office. Focus on the person who's running. Now, I say that having just talked about Hunter Biden and his father not knowing or seemingly not knowing, or they want to kind of put a shell around his father. Well, he doesn't know anything about this.
You know, well, but also, how often do people talk about their taxes with other people? To a degree, a lot of things that Hunter Biden may be accused of, I do think that his father would know. But when it comes to the taxes, I could see how he might genuinely not know. But look at Wesley Snipes. He went to prison for, 3 years for tax evasion, just for 1 year or 2 years of tax evasion?
Yeah, so how come Hunter Biden's not going?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, hello. I want to know why Hunter Biden is not going to jail. I don't think you should go to jail but if you're going to be consistent, I think you go to work for the federal government and all the money that you make goes to pay your taxes. Willie Nelson had a big problem with taxes along with Wesley Snipes, and he made a deal with the IRS to record an album about him not paying his taxes, and the government got all of the money. And it was like, I don't know how much he owed, but he got like, the government got, I'm trying to remember the number, it was $34 million or $43 million or something like that, but they made a lot of money. The government got a lot of money. They didn't make money. That's not their job. But they got a lot of money out of that circumstance. And to this day, he still is the same. Willie Nelson is an unabashed foe of the government the way that it works. It doesn't become, he's a counterculturalist. And that's why I go back to what I was saying about Cyndi Lauper a little while ago and where I am, sort of a quiet anarchist. I think the tax structure sucks in this country. Do I pay my taxes? Yeah, begrudgingly, because I don't like where the money goes. And because the law doesn't allow you to select where the money is supposed to go, it goes into the pot. And it gets like the... If you realized how much money, I'm off on a toot now, but I feel like this is something that we don't just talk about it. We shouldn't just talk about it on April 15th or, the build-up to when you're supposed to pay all your money on April 15th. But where it goes, how much waste and fraud and abuse and corruption there is. You know, we talk about how corrupt the government is in Ukraine and other Eastern Bloc countries. Yeah, there's corruption everywhere. The corruption in this country is so outrageous, especially when it comes to the Pentagon budget, the military budget. That's why I choked when the administration moved up the number to $800 billion for the military, when at least $200 billion of it, according to government experts, is wasted every year. So how many people is that? How many people work, sweat, toil, strain to pay their taxes, and the money is wasted? It just goes, you might as well throw it into the toilet. That really, I resent that. And I think that that's what those people do. Anyway, we're off on a toot about taxes and stuff. Hunter Biden still should have to pay more of a price than has been assessed to him at this point. 48 after the hour here on Good Day.
Tuning into the baseball game, monitoring the incoming storm, catching your favorite talk show. These are just a few of the reasons more than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month. And did you know AM radio is the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times? It's reliable, free, and public safety depends on it. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress we need AM radio in cars. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Xeljanz tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Xeljanz can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Xeljanz can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Your doctor about prescription Xeljanz. Visit Xeljanz.com or call 1-844-Xeljanz.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
K-100.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Why not? I mean, get a little carried away from time to time thinking about summertime, but why not? It's 53 past the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Time for Jay and I to share some of the research that she's done on the food, farm, and family front. How do you like that for alliteration? The food, farm, family front.
Food, too farm, bad it's not Friday.
.com. That's right. It's Friday's food, farm, family front.
On Friday.
Correct. Amundo. All right. Recall of the day today. Wow, look at this. 42,000 pounds of Johnsonville ready-to-eat pork and cheddar sausages recalled by the Department of Ag because it has plastic fiber in it. What in the hell goes on in these places? Right? Think about this. You want to grab a pack of sausages and throw them on the grill. It's cool. It's a great summer move. And maybe you like pork chops or you like pork sausages. Maybe all that stuff from Johnsonville is something you've used before. And now it's a disappointment because they have issued this recall on all of this ready-to-eat, better with cheddar pork sausage links.
Mm-hmm. And it's contaminated. It's happening a lot.
It is. That's what I'm saying. What is going on with quality control here and all of the things, especially processed foods? This keeps you, go find real food. Buy real food. I actually made some, as much as I'm not a meat eater, I had a yearning for chicken rice soup. So I have some rice and I have some pasta around. that's gluten-free. Well, rice is gluten-free. And I chopped up some carrots. And I don't usually make stuff. I usually get it and, you know, I go to good places that I know I can trust. And it's, then I make something, you know, you laugh. Most everybody, Jennifer, goes into hysterics all the time about, instead of my children, with the way I eat. I don't eat because I like to eat. I do enjoy eating. Have a good meal from here, you know, time to time. But I eat because I have to. It's a time consumer. Most of the time, I don't really. I had lunch with a business lunch yesterday with a guy, and I had a fish taco. It was good. It had a little too much spice in it for me, but it was good. And I haven't had one of those for ages. And so, you know, that kind of stuff is okay. It's kind of fun when you eat and you visit around it. But I wouldn't go out on my own to have, you know, a meal by myself out in a restaurant someplace. At any rate, and I'm not a sausage eater per se, although Jennifer will tell you that once in a while I get caught having, you know, it might go out to a ball game or something like that. I'd get caught with a hot dog or a sausage or something like, because I think that that's the place for them. And summertime is the place for it as well. But the bottom line here is the Johnsonville Better with Cheddar Pork Sausage Links. You got them, bring them back to the store, get your money back, and don't buy them again. That's it, pretty much, right? Well, you expose plenty of other choices if you like that stuff. All right, there's a cricket invasion in Nevada. Look at these pictures, Jay. These blood-red crickets that have invaded Nevada, and people are using brooms and shovels and leaf blowers, whatever they can find, to kill these damn crickets. They're about the size, I mean, you look at them, they're about two,
that is
three.
So darling.
They're gross. Oh, my God. Yeah. And so there have been these things get onto the windshield of cars and they cause crashes. If you were driving on Interstate 80 the other day, the road was covered in blood like there had been a crash. But basically, there were millions of crickets that were run over by trucks and cars because of the infiltration of these crickets. It's a plague. Yeah, but going back to the biblical time, these are called Mormon crickets. I don't know what they're called, Mormon crickets, but the eggs are all over the place too, and they are cannibals. They eat other crickets, and they eat other bugs, and so it's horrible. Think about it. It's just these they leave, and they'll bite you. They're not going to kill you, but they are looking for food all over the place out there, and they'll ruin crops. I'm looking at a picture of this.
They're
disgusting.
Like locusts. Yeah, there's so many.
They're gross. Ay, ay, ay. All right, so that's something to look out for. French fries dumped on I-15 near Provo, Utah also. Semi-truck rolls over there. So the highway, if it's not going to have crickets on it, a lot of French fries. Okay, French fries. Maybe the French fries could get eaten up by the crickets. What do you think? Huh? That is something not to behold, particularly. I'm going to drive over them with a motorcycle. 59 past the hour.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.